A co-defendant in a large fraud ring case has been found guilty of exploitation of an elderly person and attempt to obtain money under false pretenses. Anil Kumar and Amit Banwala Singh conspired with multiple unknown individuals to steal nearly $500,000 from a 64-year-old woman through an elaborate phone scam. The defendants are members of a large fraud group that targets older and vulnerable citizens by using phone scams. In this case, the 64-year-old victim received a scam Amazon text, prompting her to call an unknown co-conspirator posing as a federal agent. The impersonator falsely claimed that the woman was under investigation for money laundering and told her that she must surrender her assets or risk losing all of her money. Under duress, the victim was manipulated into converting her assets and 401k into gold bars in Nevada, and then delivering the gold and additional cash in three separate deliveries to California. At these deliveries, co-conspirators such as Anil Kumar acted as couriers who collected the victim's assets. Now, Banwala Singh was previously convicted of the same charges and sentenced to 35 years in prison. Sentencing for Kumar is set for October 24th before the Honorable David Hardy. He faces up to 40 years in prison. The case was handled in partnership with the Reno Police Department, the Truckee Police Department, and the United States Secret Service Reno office. Now, District Attorney Chris Hicks reminds the public to remain vigilant, particularly when receiving unsolicited calls, texts, or emails. Scammers often create a false sense of urgency or opportunity to pressure victims into acting quickly. Community members, especially seniors, are encouraged to pause before responding, avoid clicking on any unknown links or attachments, and independently verify any claims by contacting organizations directly through either official websites or trusted phone numbers. No legitimate agency or business will request sensitive personal or financial information through unsolicited communications. Taking a moment to slow down, question unexpected messages, and consult with a trusted family member or advisor can make all the difference in preventing these costly and deeply personal crimes.